How did you happen to pick out Montreux? I asked Catherine. Do you really want to go there? It was the first place I could think of, she said. It's not a bad place. We can find some place up in the mountains. Are you sleepy? I'm asleep right now. We'll get a good sleep. Poor cat, you had a long bad night. I had a lovely time, Catherine said, especially when you sailed with the umbrella. Can you realize we're in Switzerland? No, I'm afraid I'll wake up and it won't be true. I am too. It is true, isn't it, darling? I'm not just driving down to the Stazione in Milan to see you off? I hope not. Don't say that, it frightens me. Maybe that's where we're going. I'm so groggy, I don't know, I said. Let me see your hands. I put them out. They were both blistered raw. There's no hole in my side, I said. Don't be sacrilegious. I felt very tired and vague in the head. The exhilaration was all gone. The carriage was going along the street. Poor hands, Catherine said. Don't touch them, I said. By God, I don't know where we are. Where are we going, driver? The driver stopped his horse. To the Hotel Metropole. Don't you want to go there? Yes, I said. It's all right, Cat. It's all right, darling, don't be upset. We'll get a good sleep and you won't feel groggy tomorrow. I get pretty groggy, I said. It's like a comic opera today. Maybe I'm hungry. You're just tired, darling, you'll be fine. The carriage pulled up before the hotel. Someone came out to take our bags. I feel all right, I said. We were down on the pavement, going into the hotel. I know you'll be all right, you're just tired. You've been up a long time. Anyhow, we're here. Yes, we're really here. We followed the boy with the bags into the hotel.